to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Fun show coming up today for Friday. There's a lot of great rock and roll to get into, including the recent release from Ted Leo and The Pharmacists. Living with the Living came out last week on the Touch and Go Records label, and another fine effort from Ted Leo and his band. Not that they've ever been a music-by-numbers kind of band, but this one even takes the diversity to a new level. All kinds of different flavors. You might hear some classic Springsteen in the mix, a little bit of Bad Religion, the punk pop stuff, with a little bit of reggae in places too from Ted Leo and The Pharmacists. We hear from Living with the Living today on the show. Also coming up, the Apples in Stereo. They play the region this weekend, hitting Boise tonight, Salt Lake City tomorrow night. Of course, they recently returned after some time of a hiatus with a brand new release, and it sounds like vintage Apples in Stereo, going back to the mid-1990s. We'll hear new and old from that band today on the show. Also have new stuff from Cloud Cult from the upcoming album The Meaning of Eight. Great band, great album. They're out of Minneapolis. That one's out in mid-April. We'll hear from that, as well as new music from the Eames era. All that and more coming up. Stay tuned. Along the way today, also get to Yola Tango from a recent live iTunes session. Get to a tune from that EP, and also Modest Mouse, of course, from their recent full-length. But we kick it off today from one of the other big indie full-lengths recently out. It's music from the Arcade Fire and Neon Bible. This is No Cars Go.
Between the click of the light and the start of the dream.
Back in house now, where today it's brand new music from Ted Leo and The Pharmacist. Living with the Living is the new release, and you'll find few musicians around as passionate about their politics as Ted Leo, and mixes that with his music to generally great results, doesn't really get heavy-handed about it. But good results, once again, as I said, of a diverse-sounding album is Living with the Living. That's out last week. We also hear from Apples and Stereo, the band touring in support of their new release, hitting Boise tonight and Salt Lake City tomorrow night. Music from that band, new and old, and Cloud Cult out of Minneapolis from an upcoming full-length. This is Yola Tango from a recent live EP that they did for iTunes, actually an iTunes exclusive. Yola Tango here starting off the first set. This is called Lucy Baines.
Yeah. You know you look so
Couple of songs about girls starting off the show. Those are the Green Pajamas, the long-running band from Seattle. Essence of Carol, the song from a release out late last year. And Yola Tango actually covering Arthur Lee, not just an old-sounding tune, but actually an old tune. That version of Lucy Baines from the recent live session EP. Well, a lot of talk about the world's greatest band, or at least the greatest indie rock band these days, what with indie bands exploding onto mainstream sales charts like Billboard. Modest Mouse, The Shins, Arcade Fire, some great examples. But these guys lately in that discussion as well, as far as greatest band in indie rock, for what that's worth, for whatever it's worth. From Minneapolis comes Cloud Cult, who have an impressive string of albums to their credit. The upcoming one is The Meaning of Eight. It's been available digitally for a little while, but coming out with a proper release in mid-April. Cloud Cult, this is called Please Remain Calm.
Tablecloth cape, embroidered number 8, saying, I am a proud man.
That's music from San Francisco's Rogue Wave, going back to Descended Like Vultures, Bird on a Wire, how that one opens up, and Cloud Cult right before the band out of Minneapolis, Please Remain Calm, a head bobber if there ever were one, and that's from The Meaning of Eight. The new album is out April 10th from Cloud Cult. You're in-house? Find more of us online, inhouseradio.blogspot.com is where you can do that. Stream us live during the show, also catch the podcast anytime you like later on. Playlists, MP3 downloads, and more, they're all there, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. New album from Ted Leo and the Pharmacists is Living with the Living. We hear music from that when we return in-house. Back in house now today, listening to Ted Leo and the Pharmacists' new release. It's Living with the Living, out on Touch and Go Records just last week. The fifth album from the band overall. I don't know Ted Leo personally, obviously, but I can only imagine he's a complex, passionate, and interesting guy because his music always comes through that way. As I said, one of the musicians around that makes his political beliefs known very much so through his music and otherwise. Although it doesn't hit you over the head and it never drowns out the tunefulness of the music, which is always essential. A lot of different sounds on this new one, as I said. You'll hear some classic Springsteen in places, a little bit of a reggae vibe, Bad Religion comes through. Good stuff from Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. We're actually going to hit three songs that portray very different styles from this new release, starting with this one, kind of the lead track from the album. It's The Sons of Cain. Taking me to where you're at. How is finance?
still standing on the corner back in Government Hill, 9 days out from home, feeling no pain. That northern city sun breaking through the rain, that warmthless sun barely shining on me. I left you at home, and this restless soul of mine had me starting to roam. But the first time I stood by the banks of the Clyde, I was so glad to have you standing back by my side. So proud of what we were doing, on me and you, and a bottle of Bucky. Me and you, and a bottle of Bucky. Me and you, and a bottle of Bucky. Me and you. Bucky. Well, I knew by the dew in your starry eyes was a day we both had studied for all of our lives. Whether for missionaries or children's crusade, no fear, pioneers, we were on our way. And there never were nothing that could get in our way. Oh! Knuckles and their Burberry scarves. They said, how did you juicy boys ever make it this far? But you jumped in between and said, listen, my son, said you don't know nothing about where we're from. And you don't know nothing about why it's down. Me and you and a bottle of Bucky. Me and you and a bottle of Bucky. Me and you and a bottle of Bucky. Me and you. Last time it was July during marching days, when someone took you run from the bitter parade. But I knew what you were doing, I decided to stay. And I knew no one ever got the better of me.
Two from Ted Leo and the Pharmacist, Living with the Living, the new album out last week. A Bottle of Bucky, the name of that tune, and who would have expected, first of all, an Irish flute in the middle of that, and second of all, for it to actually work pretty well. And the Sons of Cain, the tune right before from Ted Leo, who covers a lot of subjects as well as I said, musical styles on this release, both the personal and political, most obviously political on the tune Bomb Repeat Bomb, but other instances of more personal tunes like A Bottle of Bucky and this song, which also has a very unexpected flavor. A little bit of reggae here from Ted Leo and the Pharmacist. It's The Unwanted Things.
Crying for the hungry friends, and you're crying for the struggling friends, and I'm crying over you. Crying over mother's dead.
Something better.
Music from Portland's Thermals, returning to the fold, the song From the Body, the Blood, the Machine, out last year. Speaking of music that is both punk and politically tinged, Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, right before the last of three from Living with the Living, the new album out last week, The Unwanted Things, a very surprising element in that tune, as I said, a little bit of a reggae beat. Music from Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, touring in support of that new release and hitting Boise on the 20th and Salt Lake City on the 21st of April. Keep you posted on those dates. Your in-house underwriting support for the show comes from Bullion Soup and Catering in Pocatello, a lunchtime staple for over a decade, supporting in-house and public radio at 302 East Center Street in town. Stick with us. Music from the Apples and Stereo coming up. Back now with music from the Apples and Stereo, the band playing in Boise tonight at the Neurolux before the Depot tomorrow night in Salt Lake City, touring in support of the new release, New Magnetic Wonder, the return album after a five-year hiatus from Robert Schneider and band, and definitely a return to form, some of their 90s heyday sound too. We'll start it off with something older to give you a taste of that, just in case you haven't heard it. This goes back to 97 and the album Tone Soul Evolution from Apples and Stereo. This is Tin Pan Alley.
Yeah.
Two from Apples and Stereo Radiation is that song from New Magnetic Wonder, one from the brand new release there, and Tin Pan Alley going back a ways to 1997. Apples and Stereo playing tonight at the Neurolux in Boise and tomorrow at the Depot in Salt Lake City. One more now from the new album. Part of this album, at least a tune or two, is actually apparently based on a mathematical equation that was previously undiscovered, as claimed by frontman Robert Schneider. And anyway, I don't know much about that, but I doubt this is one of them. This is way too much fun to be based on math. This is called Same Old Drag.
Imagination. object. Could we change the subject now? I was knocking on your ears, don't be you were always out. Looking towards the future, we were begging for the past. Well, we know we had the good things, but those never seem to last. Oh, please just last. Everyone's unhappy, everyone's ashamed. Well, we all just got caught looking at somebody else's page. Well, nothing ever went quite exactly as we planned. Our ideas held no water, but we used them like a dam. Everyone goes crazy over such and such and such. We made ourselves a pillar, but we just used it as a crutch. We were certainly uncertain, at least I'm pretty sure I am. Well, we didn't need the water, but we just built that good God. Was there all that much to gain? Well, we knew we'd miss the boat, and we'd already missed the plane. We didn't read the invite, we just danced it our own wake. All our favorites were a plane, so we could shake, 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 shake. Tiny curtains opened, and we heard the tiny clap of little hands. A tiny man would tell a little joke and get a tiny laugh from all them folks sitting, drifting round on bubbles then. And it was us to carry them when we finally got it figured out that we had truly missed the boat.
Late great Elliott Smith closing us out today, going back to Figure 8. This is Son of Sam. Something newly available on the way from Elliott Smith throughout May 8th is New Moon, a collection of outtakes, rarities, that kind of stuff. That'll be out on the Kill Rockstars label. And New Modest Mouse right before Missed the Boat, the song from We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank. That's going to do it for another edition of In House. Underwriting support for the show comes from Port Nefali Brewing in Pocatello. featuring fresh food, cold brews, and of course live music each and every weekend. The PVB stage this week features Swing Shift tonight, the Jory Dax Band tomorrow night. Both shows beginning at 9 p.m. at 615 South First Avenue, right here in Pocatello. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house next week. Enjoy the weekend. The world is next.